Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Megillah, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Akaida b'tayra, someone reads in the Torah, b'tzibur, lo yivchais mishloisha psukim. Each one of the people that are called up to read the Torah have to read at least three psukim. The Gemara says that's connected Torah, Torah, Leviim, Uksuvim. Vaitra sagt der Mishnah, lo yikra la meturgimin, yoyser mi pasik echad. Who's the meturgimin? What's his job? From the times of Ezra and on, when the people in Galus, particularly in Bavel, were not Baki, but Lashon HaKadosh, so their most comfortable tongue was Lashon Aramis, the Lashon of the Gemara. So Ezra was Mesakein, a meturgeman. He should translate into Aramish what the Baal Koira is reading in Lashon HaKadosh. They wanted the people to understand what they're hearing. They darshan that from a pasuk. And he did so during Kriyas HaTorah. The Baal Koira would read a little bit, be quiet. The Metargim would translate. The Balkar would wait for him to finish. He would continue, stop. And again, the Metargim would do his job. And that's how they did the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Zak the Tana, that lo yikra le Metargim. The Balkar shouldn't read for the Metargim in Yaisimi Pasik Echad. In other words, after each Pasik, he should stop and let the Metargim explain the Pasik. You see, if he's going to read many Psukim, and then the Metargim is going to have to go back to the first Pasik, we're scared he's going to get confused. And if he says the wrong thing, people will understand the wrong thing. Worse than not understanding is understanding the Torah wrong. So Mimele, we want to make sure to go one pasuk at a time. Baal Koira pasuk, Metargim pasuk. Vaitra zakta Mishnah uba Navi, but when the Baal Koira reads the Navi, in other words, the Haftorah, even though there was a Meturgim who also translated that into Aramish, but Shloisha, here he can read three psukim in one shot. It doesn't bother us so much if the Metargim is going to make a mistake, because we're not paskening any halachas from the Navi. But even in Navi, we don't want more than three psukim. Sometimes, even when we read Navi, you can't read more than one pasuk at a time. As the Mishnah explains, Hayushlashtan, if the three psukim in Navi that we are reading, Shalash Parshiyas, are three separate Parshiyas. Now, if you take a look at the Mafta that we read for Parshas Shoftim, and take a look at Psukim, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Each Pasuk is like a Pasha on its own. Because each Pasuk begins either Kayamar Hashem or Ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, Hashem has said. So with these kinds of Psukim, where each Pasuk is considered a separate Parsha, you can only read one Pasuk at a time. Kairin Echad Echad. The Bokair has to read a Pasuk, stop, the Metargim translates it, and it goes on to the next Pasuk. Vaitrasakta Mishnah, Medalgan bin Navi. The person reading from Navi in one parsha, he can jump to a different parsha. You don't necessarily have to go in order. You can stop and you can turn it because everything was like a scroll. It was like a Sefer Torah. If you wanted to go from one place to the other, you had to turn it. But you could stop where you were reading it from and you can turn it to someplace else and continue reading. You can go from one parsha to another parsha, from one inyan to another inyan. But the Ein Medalgim B'Torah, when you read the Torah, you can never skip from one parsha to a different one. Because the person that's listening is going to get confused. What? You just started talking about one thing, now you're talking about something else? Not everyone chaps that you jump to something else. The Bat Tanura says if it's mamish in one inyan, you could skip from one thing to another, and there was a time that it was done. We learned about it in Masechtas Yuma. When the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom Kippur from Parshas Achrei Mais, so he would skip to Ach Ba'asar. Ach Ba'asar is in Parshas Emor. But it's all talking about Yom Kippur. So Memela, those that are listening won't get confused. So again, when it comes to the Torah, you can't jump from one inyan to the other. In one inyan you can. But we see from it, when it comes to Navi, you can even jump from one inyan to the other. Vaiter va'ad kama hu medalek. You're saying when it comes to Navi, you can skip, or even B'Torah, you can skip when it's one inyan. So how much can you skip? And the answer is, at kedeshelo yivsaik ha-torgimen. You have to figure it out, that as you're turning the Torah to the next place, the Olam isn't just going to sit and do nothing. They're going to be listening to the meturgimen. So you have to figure out how long it's going to take for the meturgimen to explain what you just read. And if you can turn the Torah quickly to the next place, or the Navi to the next place, so that as soon as the meturgimen finishes, you're ready to start reading weiter, that's okay. But otherwise you can't do it, because it's not covered just to have the tzibur just sit there and nothing is happening, and you're just turning the Torah. So quickly, chazering over, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if someone is leaning from the Torah, So when you call someone up to read, he has to read at least three psukim. When you're leaning and there's a meturgeman that's translating your words, go pasuk by pasuk. You read a pasuk, let him explain a pasuk. You read a pasuk, let him explain a pasuk. We don't want him to get confused. Not in the Torah when there are halachas and people are learning from this. They're going to learn to do the wrong thing. When you're reading Navi, so we're not so worried. There's no psak halacha that comes out of this. So you can read three psukim at a time. There are certain places in Navi that begin or end Koyamar Hashem or Na'um Hashem. If each pasuk begins that way, then it's considered a separate parasha. And you can only read it one pasuk at a time. We said if you're reading Navi, it's okay to skip. You can stop and start reading from someplace else. Can't do so b'Torah unless it's in the same inyan like it was done on Yom Kippur.